RadioSaintPete.com was live from the Trade Winds Grand Island Resort on Friday afternoon, May 10th, 2019, for the annual Tourism Luncheon presented by the Tampa Bay Beaches Chamber of Commerce in honor of National Tourism Week. A number of government officials, local business people, and other attendees stopped by our booth, and we heard from many of the participants in the luncheon.
Doug Izzo.
And Doug Izzo's job at the Beaches Chamber is?
Government Affairs Director.
Somehow I knew that. This is always a timely time to get together because the session in Tallahassee has just concluded. I know the Chamber Government Affairs group is very, very busy during the session, but year-round. In the moments we have here, can you talk just a little bit about major issues you've worked on this year most recently?
Absolutely. I can talk all day, but I'll be brief. So the number one issue was Visit Florida. Every year it gets put on the chopping block because some legislators just don't understand simple economics. But, you know, this year we came out lucky. It got funded, not fully funded, but we got $50 million, and it's reauthorized for another year. It'll be another fight next year, but hopefully we can prove our worth. So that's that. We have our couple other issues as far as business rent tax. When you lease business space, you're taxed on it. The owner of the property is taxed on it. Florida is the only state in the country that has that. So we're working to reduce it year by year. It was reduced this year. We have many other issues I could talk about, but if you want to know more, you can come out to our event we're having next Thursday, May 16th at 9 a.m. at St. Pete College, partnering with FRLA to provide a legislative recap with the entire Pinellas County legislative delegation. Got coffee and bagels provided. It's going to be a great time, so everybody should come out. It's free.
Yeah. Well, that's a good invitation. I think it is quite interesting that somehow folks in the legislature and elsewhere may sometimes forget that people have other options of places to visit besides Florida and, for that matter, Pinellas County.
That's exactly right. You're not competing necessarily with other states, but you're competing with other countries. You know, people go on cruises or go to Mexico, whatever it may be. You know, we need to stay on the forefront. When you look at the money that Visit Florida spends, every dollar they spend, $2.15 comes back to the state. So when they say they don't want to waste taxpayer money on Visit Florida, they're not wasting taxpayer money. They're investing it.
And it is a huge, huge business. Doug, thanks. I know the program's about to start, so thanks for stopping by.
Anytime. Thank you.
Your name?
My name is Tara Tufo, and I work with the Dolly Museum on all of their PR efforts.
Well, you have a major cool thing going on. It's always cool at the Dolly, but talk about this special, amazing thing you're doing.
Yes, the experience is called Dolly Lives, and it is cool. It is one of those experiences that I was expecting something that was amazing, and I was blown away by what I actually saw. It is that cool. So what it is it's an AI, artificial intelligence, like recreation of Dolly. And you get to interact with him. Visitors to the museum get to interact with him on three different portals that we have located throughout the museum. So there's one at the entrance that welcomes them to the Dolly Museum, talks a little bit about himself. And then there's one upstairs that they can interact that's a little bit even more conversation. He remarks on the weather, some of the conditions. And then there's one as guests get to leave the museum there, Dolly actually takes a selfie with them. It is amazing. And then you dial a number and he texts it to you, just like you would normally, just like you and I taking a selfie. So it's phenomenal. It opens tomorrow, which is actually the 115th anniversary of Dolly's birth, which is very exciting for us. And it's just been so embraced by everybody, and we are so excited to have the community see it. One of our main tenets we like to do is provide these type of enriching experiences, and this one is just something that is so groundbreaking and amazing.
May 11th, how long will this experience be available?
Indefinitely. Indefinitely. It's going to be there every single day, and it's just something that we know that is going to resonate with our guests, and we're just so excited for them to see tomorrow.
Well, as we head into the summer months, it's a clear opportunity for folks to who have been to the Dolly many times to come back another time.
I think so. I think it's one of those opportunities, number one, to cool down, right? You get to go to the Cafe Gala, which have a wonderful, wonderful tapas-style meal. and then go just relax and enjoy and take in what the museum has to offer. Magritte is still there. We're going to be, Magritte exhibit is still open until the 19th, so we're in the last 9 days of that, which also has that amazing cloud room. I don't know if you saw it, but it's a room that you're literally in the clouds. So it's been very, very put out there on social media. Everybody's loving taking pictures. But yeah, please come to the Dalí and experience Dalí Lives and get to know the artists a little bit better.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
The Salvador Dalí Museum, obviously a major highlight in downtown St. Paul.
I think so too. Thank you so much.
You are Lori from?
Collaborative Labs at St. Pete College.
Terrific.
So we're strategic planners. We've been in business for 15 years through the college. And we're able to do an entire strategic plan in 6 hours out the door. But why we're here today is we're actually going to be doing some really interactive polling with this entire group here so we can get a temperature on what's going on in the tourism industry and see how everybody feels about that.
Wow, in real time.
In real time. You're going to be able to see in real time the results of what's happening in this room and what their thoughts are about travel, destination, and what's going on in this area.
What kind of groups do you work with to do strategic plans?
You name it, government, municipality, profit, nonprofit. We do a lot of organizational planning for executive board retreats, pathways, you name it, we can customize it. But it's really unique because most people hate strategic planning because it's like turn around and walk the other direction. It's so uncomfortable, right? But with us, it's so much fun because everybody's valued in the room. It's anonymous, but it is very synthesized and works very quickly.
Wow, terrific. Talking to Lori Hill of St. Pete College, a lot of great things going on at St. Pete College besides your activity. Talk about the organization in general. It's huge.
Yeah, well, St. Pete College, we have 12 campuses throughout the Pinellas County area, and we have over 1,000 staff. Students come from all over the world. We even have a workforce institute where we're able to do certification if a student doesn't want to do a full graduate degree program. They can get certification from anything from project management to drone training. It's amazing what that they can do, and so we partner with companies on that as well so that we can help them take a new pathway, a new career, a new job, even in the tourism industry as well. We do that as well. So it's really exciting, all the things that we're working on with our partnerships.
Well, you know, you mentioned project management. That's another interesting area. I'm the retired president of Valpak. And we obviously project management became a critical thing as we got ready to build the Valpak Manufacturing Center back in the 2003 to seems like a million years ago.
Valpak. Helping create programs so that the employees there can get further training to benefit the company and to benefit themselves.
Yeah. Well, you know, today I work with multiple franchisor brands around the country, and almost all of them are lacking even in an awareness of what project management is.
Yeah. We kind of call it a bunker mentality, especially for manufacturing. So they don't come out of their bunker. They have all these multiple generations, and they don't know what the resources are and how they can continue that generation to keep on going to really benefit our community in the days to come.
Lori Hill from St. Pete College. How do people find you and find your part of St. Pete College?
Oh, thank you. So, well, a couple different ways. They can log on to collaborativelabs.com. They can also find us through the St. Pete College website, or they can call me directly to talk to me, and that's at 727-424-3429.
And now my memory is flashing back. We did do sessions at the Collaborative Labs, requirement sessions for our enterprise-wide project. Wow.
We were amazing, weren't we?
It worked. It obviously
worked. It
does work.
So nice to meet you.
Thank you. Very nice to meet you. Part of the annual tourism luncheon celebrating National Tourism Week at the Tradewinds Resort. Oh, caddies. Miranda.
Borchard, yeah.
Well, caddies seems to be expanding all over the place these days.
We definitely are. We've got a couple more on the way coming up this year, so we're really excited.
Well, I am a regular boater that arrives at the old pub now, caddies.
Perfect, yeah, that's a good spot.
We've mentioned a few of the other places where there are now caddies around our area.
Sure, well, there's the original on Treasure Island, and we just opened one in downtown Gulfport, and there's also one in Bradenton, and one downtown St. Petersburg on Central Avenue.
Terrific. How long have you been involved?
I've been with Caddies for almost a year now, I think. So, yeah.
Well, this is always an interesting event, this luncheon, simply because it's been described earlier as a time for folks in the tourism business to take just a quick breath after an incredibly busy season.
Absolutely, yeah. It's great to see all the familiar faces and have everybody take some time and be in the same room.
Thanks for coming by. Commissioner Janet Long.
How are you, honey?
Nice to be here.
I'm glad I'm here as well.
Exactly.
Nice
well,
to see you.
You know, this is the opportunity for the tourism industry to take a deep breath after another busy year and celebrate what's happened, but also look ahead. And I know county government's actively involved.
Did you see the paper today? Did you see the paper today? There's a great article about our tourism successes for this year.
Terrific. Terrific.
Number one beach in the world right here.
Exactly. The county... Absolutely. I know the real reason you came over was for me to sign your passport.
So yeah, just one of them, but to say hello again.
So I'll do that. The county commission is a full-time job.
It sure is, and then some. It's not just about the county commission. You get appointed to a lot of different boards as well.
Well, Janet Long, thanks for stopping by. It's always good to see you.
And nice to see you as well.
Matt Erickson, Tampa Bay Watch.
And Tampa Bay Watch has a major new project. First of all, tell us in a minute or so what Tampa Bay Watch does for folks who may not be aware.
Tampa Bay Watch is focused on the ecology and health of Tampa Bay's waters and spreading that knowledge to all the students in the Bay Area through their programs, and they're going to be excited to be the key attraction on the end of the St. Pete Pier in 2020, so we're looking forward to hosting the whole Bay Area out there when we're open.
Yeah, I was going to ask you specifically about that. What will people see when your operation is open on the new St. Pete Pier?
Well, they'll certainly see exhibits from great supporters in Tampa Bay inside with different live animals from our bay waters. They'll also actually be able to see restoration of the oyster shoals just north of the pier. There's a restoration project, so they'll be able to watch that in progress over many years, and it'll help everyone have a greater awareness of our waterways.
One of my good friends is going to be a volunteer for you beginning in the fall when he's back in the area. Talk about your volunteer program and opportunities that you do have for people to get involved.
Well, if you go on our website, tampabaywatch.com, you'll see we have our headquarters down in Tierra Verde. You're welcome to reach out and contact the director there, and there are many opportunities to be of service, and we'll look forward to hosting you. And we have a touch tank down there and fish for you to see as well, so please come on out.
The gentleman's name is Tommy Frenette, and he lives right to
yes,
Colony Key.
Exactly. Very good. So you know him well. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for stopping by. And Commissioner Welsh, Janet Long was just over here a moment ago.
Yeah. Uh-oh. I got to follow Janet Long. That's a tough one.
Well, you know, it's a major celebration, really, of the tourist industry that happens each year, part of National Tourism Week, but it is so, so important to those of us in Pinellas County on many levels.
Absolutely. Tourism is our largest employer, largest industry, although we are diversified. The benefits it brings to our county in terms of tourists, what they pay in sales tax, the folks that are employed in tourism, you really can't overstate how important it is to Pinellas County. I've been there since 2000. Yeah. And just a great commission, great working relationships. You see all the folks here from different parts of the county, and we're blessed to be in Pinellas County.
Well, we see you regularly at the Tiger Bay Club luncheons, and we are happy that you stopped by today.
Good to see you. Thanks for covering this.
Thank you.
During the summer months particularly, but year-round, we are constantly aware of the fact that from time to time we do have storms, and we don't hide that fact, but what we try to do is be prepared for them. And I was very impressed. Last Sunday, I believe it was, my phone rang, and there was a tornado warning.
Yes.
So that's, I know, just a small part of what you do, but talk about the Pinellas County Emergency Operations Center, what you have going on there.
Great.
Great. Thank you so much. This is a really busy time of year for us. We're working to try to get everybody in the community prepared as possible. We want to make sure that everybody that knows their risk, so they're looking up their storm surge zone, they know if they might have to evacuate, and then we want them to make a plan. We want you to know if you have to evacuate, where are you going to go? If you're going to shelter in place, what you need to do, what supplies you need to have, and what you can anticipate if the storm does make impact. We want to make sure people are staying informed. So listening to stpete.com radio show, we want to make sure that people are getting the official information from our government site, from our website. Sign up for Alert Pinellas, which it sounds like you did. You got those notifications from the National Weather Service. We will send the information to your phone to keep you informed if a disaster is coming or if we're evacuating. And then whatever we can do to get people involved. So just like you, you come in and you support us at our Emergency Operations Center. We're always looking for volunteers. Whether you want to be a host home for animals or for people that have to evacuate, come in and work in our Citizens Information Center, answer phones, work in our Emergency Operations Center, be a ham radio operator, work in the shelters. Lots of opportunities for people to get involved. So we appreciate the support for the community. We're so happy to be here today working with the beach businesses. We want to make sure that we're taking care of our visitors, one of our vulnerable populations, and we're getting them out of harm's way so they had a good experience when they came. So they're going to want to come back again. Exactly. So thank you so much for having us out here today.
You're very much part of the team. And I think the interesting thing to me was when we all had to come together and do a serious, more than a drill for Irma 18 months ago, how amazingly well organized it was and the communications plan and everything. And you can be sure that we'll always be with you live when you are live from the operations center when we go through those times.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that. We're going to be hosting a business event at the Emergency Operations Center later in June. We're working with the chamber here, and we're doing a community event, a media event out at Lehman Exchange on June 2nd. If anybody wants to come out, and we want to continue to get people to be prepared, if you need information, you can always go to our website at pinellascounty.org/emergency.
Thanks to Kathy Perkins, Pinellas County Emergency Operations Center. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
10-time book author, yes, sir.
Wow.
And the hard part is the research. And well, my last book is, I did 9 boating guide books. My last book is an American history book, a heartwarming look at 31 heartwarming stories in American history from Ben Franklin to the 9/11 first responders and some people you've never heard of.
Wow. What brings you to this event today?
Well, I'm trying to get my name out there and possibly sell some books, and I do speaking programs on American history, like the Underground Railroad, the Trail of Tears. I play General Ulysses Grant, Harry Truman, stuff like that.
Well, we have a lot of interests in common. You might not know that, but folks listening, you are here in St. Petersburg.
That's right.
And how can people find you?
Online, www.rickrhodes.com. Rhodes is spelled like Rhode Island with an S.
Very nice to meet you. Thanks for coming by. Pets living the dream. That sounds very interesting. Your name is Karen
Bartizek.
Tell me what Pets living the dream is.
We actually work with businesses in the hospitality and travel industry as well as cities to help them embrace pet friendly and really create amazing experiences for people visiting with pets.
And so I didn't even know this existed. That's exciting. And a lot of people, pets are an important part of their lives, and they could be a hindrance to travel, except for folks like you.
Right, and we want to make more and more places available for people to travel and bring their pets with them so that they will stay longer and actually spend more and really have a wonderful time and become tremendous pet-friendly or ambassadors for your business.
Well, how can folks find you? This is very interesting. I'd like to find out more.
On my website is petslivingthedream.com.
Couldn't be easier than that. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you so much.
Is your first name pronounced?
Sabila Baker.
Sabila. Uh-huh. And the company is Aerial Burial,
Scattering
at Sea. Talk about that business.
Well, we are just launching our company, which will start probably in the next couple of weeks. We have 2 planes. One is a military-style airplane. The other one is a biplane with banners, so the family can come out after, if they want to come out and visit while we take it out to see the ashes. which is the cremains. And we can also have a message with the banner behind it. We will fly over wherever they would like and then go out the mileage that we need to go out. And we can also have the little ceremony there, and the family can stay there, wait for 10 minutes, and we'll be back, and we'll give them a certificate and the longitude, latitude of the time and date of when it was dispersed.
You know, that is the world of burials and funerals has changed, obviously, dramatically in the past generation, and a lot of families, I know my own included, always looking for something special that will be meaningful to the loved one. And for many people, yours could be the solution.
Exactly. And that's why we decided to launch it here in Florida, which is on the beaches. And it's not just Pinellas County. It'll be all the counties, you know, that are close to the water. So we can be able to take care of that. And that's what our new launch is going to be. And
Sybilla Baker, how do people find you and your company?
They will be able to find us through a website, which we will be launching also next week, and through phone, and we'll have advertisement throughout all of Tampa area, all of South Tampa, and by phone, of course, and advertising, and word of mouth.
It's Aerial Burial Scattering at Sea, Sybilla Baker, and your phone number, I guess, is all right to give out. In the meantime, is area code 813-613-8484. That's 813-613-8484. And if this sounds like an interesting idea, either now or in the future, that's a number you'll want to write down. Sybilla, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
We met last year, and let's talk again. Peter Roos, Paradise News Magazine. There's one in every bag here at the Tradewinds. You, sir, have operated an editorially wonderful publication for a long time.
Yes, we got 25 years behind us now. This is our 25th anniversary, and we're expanding, actually. We've been the community news magazine for the Barrier Islands, centered in St. Pete Beach, for a quarter of a century. And now we're reaching out to South St. Pete and the east coast of St. Pete. So the current issue, the May issue, is being mailed 5,000 extra copies to Madeira Beach. But starting in June, July, August, September, October, November, we're mailing 5,000 copies to 33701, then 02, then 03, then 04. So we're going up the eastern shore from downtown St. Pete to the old Northeast.
And so you're both mail distribution now, as well as rack and stack, as
we've actually been mailing since the beginning. For 25 years, we're probably the biggest supporter of the local post office.
Sure, we're launching Suncoast Advertising. We're taking the concept of the outdoor billboard and bringing it inside. We're looking for high traffic host partners who could bring good foot traffic to our boards, and it's an extremely affordable way to keep your brand relevant in front of local businesses and here in Pinellas County, both tourists and locals.
And very much a year-round thing. So your clients are potentially other tourism venues, or who will be most of your customer base?
Tourism venues such as hotels, restaurants, gyms, coffee shops, some municipal locations such as the DMV or the courthouses, anywhere where we get a large group of people, doctor's offices, who are inclined to gaze upon our screens, enjoy the fine artwork that we have, the high motion graphics, some of the content that will be running through there, sports, weather, news, and then find a way to interact with some of the local brands that we have.
How can folks find you these days?
We'll be launching our site next week, suncoastadnetwork.com. And I can be reached at that address, contact@suncoastadnetwork.com.
And might as well give your phone number, too, while you're at it.
Thanks, Joe.
Your phone number?
Area code 215-908-2890.